Greetings once again. Now let's meet the candidates in House District 31, starting with Lupe Merrican, the Democrat in this race. 1 minute opening statement, please.
Thank you, Michael. And thank you, KAKM, and for hosting, and thank you everyone else for watching and listening. I've lived in Anchorage for 34 years. I'm married, I've raised two grown children, and I have five beautiful grandchildren. I retired from a 30-year career. 24 years were spent in public finance, budget analysis, and management accounting. And for 6 years, I was in charge of running municipal elections. So I've spent my career taking care of the people's money and taking care of their right to vote. Since June, I have walked nearly every street in our district, and I've knocked on over 3,000 doors. You, the voters, have told me that you are most worried about the economy, the budget, revenue, and jobs, and many of you think our representative is not on course. How can we afford to keep the same representative? He professes to be a fiscal conservative and yet voted for the largest budget in decades. He voted for ACES and recently told an oil company gathering that we have nothing to worry about. I think he's out of touch with our economy, and we can no longer afford incumbent Bob Lynn. Thank you.
Incumbent Bob Lynn, your opening statement, sir.
Thank you very much. My name is Bob Lynn. I'm your state representative from District 31 in South Anchorage. And I've worked very hard to represent everybody honestly and effectively, and quite frankly, I think I've done a pretty good job. But this election is not about the past. This election is about the future. Our future, the future of our children, our grandchildren, and everybody we love. That's why I'm asking for the honor of your vote. And my goals are to help develop a long-term fiscal plan that enables us to spend less and save more, a plan that includes investment in our children and public schools. In fact, I'm the only retired public school teacher in the entire legislature. I know what's needed and not needed. Another top priority for me is public safety, like being safe from gangbangers when you take your kids to the mall and being safe from sexual assault and domestic violence at home. We need legislators who know how to come reason together regardless of political party while maintaining the basic principles of their party and their own principles. I can do that, and I prove it in the legislature. I request the honor of your vote.
Thank you very much, Representative Lynn. We'll stick with you, and you have an opportunity to ask a question of your opponent.
Okay, well, she's not really an opponent. She's more of a competitor, I think. You are a registered Democrat, and you won your Democrat Party nomination for the State House. Does that mean you supported the policies of Mark Begich when he was mayor? You did work for him. And do you support the policies of Mr. Begich now, that he's a U.S. senator, and the policies of President Obama?
Thank you for the question. I actually didn't work for the mayor. I worked for the Assembly. It's a bipartisan group, and it's the legislative branch of municipal government, whereas Mr. Begich was the administrative branch leader. So I never worked for Mark Begich. And I think that he is doing an okay job in Washington. I don't agree with everything he does. The same as Murkowski. I don't agree with everything she does. So, I mean, that's up to the voters to decide which is what kind of a job he's doing. I personally don't agree with everything he does. President Obama, I voted for him because I felt there was a need for change. I am not happy with everything he's done. That's how I feel about that.
Thank you very much. The purpose of the question is really to see if you would stand up in the legislature against your own party if necessary. On issues like Obamacare, which can in fact affect us, cap and trade, coastal management zone issues, or other Democrat-backed issues that would in fact impact Alaska. And it's often a question of principles versus party politics, and putting principles first instead of politics, everybody would do it if it was easy. But thank you for your response.
You have an opportunity for a question, Ms. Merrickland.
Thank you, Michael. Mr. Lynn, in your 2006 and 2008 official election pamphlets, one of your 10 good reasons to vote for Bob Lynn was to implement a long-term fiscal plan. Your 2010 official pamphlet does not have the long-term fiscal plan promise in it this time. And reason number 7 states that you will fulfill all campaign promises. And I did notice in your opening statement you are now saying that you will fulfill that. When did you implement the last long-term fiscal plan you promised?
One legislator doesn't implement anything on any subject. There's a thing called the rule of 21 and 11. And if you have a 21 in the House and 11 in the Senate, then you get a bill passed. And to implement the fiscal plan requires somebody who wants to do that. And I've spoken up in favor of a long-term fiscal plan ever since I've been down there. That's done mainly in the caucus. And we've not gotten a plan. There's been improvements made, but not a plan that I would like to see. I'd like to see something more like a zero-based budgeting.
A rebuttal?
Okay. Mr. Lynn, you've made several Bob Lynn promises to implement a long-term fiscal plan, and it didn't happen. And in your last 3 election pamphlets, you say you will fulfill campaign promises. You say you're a fiscal conservative while voting for the largest budget in decades, double what it was 5 years ago, over $7 billion. You're not a fiscal conservative. You say you don't have a problem with ACEs or Alaska economy. Mr. Lynn, you've had 8 years in office. Things are not getting better. There's no long-term fiscal plan, and we can't afford your spending. We also can't afford to have a representative who is out of touch with the long-term needs of our constituents, the Alaska economy, and a representative who seems to be asleep at the wheel.
What was the last part?
She had the last word. That was her rebuttal.
What was the last 2-3 words she said?
I don't know what she said, though.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
We can't afford to have a representative who is out of touch with the long-term needs of our constituents, the Alaska economy, and one who is asleep at the wheel.
Okay, I'm going to ask some questions now, and you'll both have a chance to answer them. The first one, we'll start with you, madam, is education's a huge component of our budget, as we know. Are we getting our money's worth, and if not, what changes do we need to make in the way Juno handles education spending?
Okay. Both of my children have gone through the education system here in Alaska, and they've done pretty well. One is an educator and one's a registered nurse. I think that we do need to look at the education budget to make sure it focuses more on children, education, and parents, and less on upper administrative costs. And I'd like to work on the ratio of students to the teachers teaching rather than students to all administrative or all staff. That's pretty much how I feel. I feel that my goal is to not raise the budget, but to redirect. And I think that we can redirect costs in education to make them more beneficial.
Representative Lynn, your views on education.
Well, I'm the only person in the entire state legislature who's, in fact, retired public school teacher, and plus I've been the parent of 6 kids, so I've kind of been there and done that, both from the parental side and from the professional side. And the main question was, are we getting our money's worth? Well, if we can graduate kids that can read and write and do math at the appropriate level, we are getting our money's worth. But we need to increase reading skills. We need to increase all the basics. We have too many what I would call social courses rather than the basic courses. I'd like to see us get back. We'll get more for our money if we go back to more of the basics. We have a basic school in Anchorage here, and there's a long line to get into it.
Okay. I'm going to stick with you, Representative Lynn. This is a question for both of you, and I'm just going to say this. There's something I don't get. And that is, on this show, we have had Barack Obama mentioned more than anybody in the universe, including God. What can the Alaska legislature possibly do about Barack Obama if they don't like him? I mean, we can pass resolutions. What else can we do?
Well, 2 years from now, I'm not managing his opposition. 2 years from now, we can vote. We can vote the man out. And he's been mentioned by so many candidates. I didn't hear the other candidates do that. but he's been mentioned a lot because he's creating problems for Alaska. One of the problems is he hadn't done anything about opening ANWR. He put the moratorium on drilling in the Gulf and now up in the Arctic. He hadn't released that. His administration has blocked the Corvo River crossing. That's in his final stages being worked on, getting a decision from that. He's imposed Obamacare. That affects everybody in Alaska, mandating that we have to take the insurance. So he's probably been mentioned a lot because he has impacted us a lot. And I do back the governor's plan he brought suit against the unconstitutionality requiring us to buy something that we don't need to buy.
Ms. Merrickman.
I am too puzzled by the constant mention of Obama. Obama is in Washington, D.C. We have several problems here in the state of Alaska that need immediate attention. We have a problem with our oil production. We have a third of the oil going through our pipeline now. I mean, we have a shortage of energy. We're not addressing those issues. And Obama's in Washington, D.C. I don't know what we can do about him here in Alaska, but I know in Alaska we have problems of our own to solve that we need to focus on. Energy is a huge, huge issue. We need to address filling the pipeline, working on a gas line, developing alternative industries. We need to supply our own energy and develop revenue systems so that we can be independent and show the world how it's done. I think Obama is in Washington, D.C. We've got much more to focus on here in the state of Alaska.
Okay, let's stick with you. What is the future of the Alaska Permanent Fund? Right now, it seems to be an investment fund that pays dividend to individual Alaskans, and that's about it.
Well, I've gone to over 3,000 homes and knocked on the doors and talked to people about the permanent fund dividend, and most of the voters like it. So I don't see it going away as far as a payout to people in our state. I'm not sure what the investments for the future will be. I look forward to working in the legislature and developing more solutions for our Alaska economy with the permanent fund dividend. But I know as far as taking it away, my voters aren't going to go for it.
Okay. Representative Lynn.
I'm happy to say that I agree with my competitor here. We need to protect the permanent fund. It does many good things for families. And actually, I think it helps the economy because you get that PFD dividend and people go out and spend that dividend. It spurs the economy. People get jobs because of it. And I want to protect the permanent fund. And everybody has a scheme to use it, but it needs to be protected. The way to protect the permanent fund, of course, is to get more oil going through the pipeline and finally get the gas pipeline built by somebody going someplace. And general overall economic development.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. Let's stick with you. As we've read quite frequently during the week, Alaska has a very high rate of domestic violence. What is the legislature doing about this? What can the legislature do about this?
Well, we can pass more laws opposing this and increase fines and incarceration. And I don't have the figures with me, but I have voted for every domestic violence bill that's come before the legislature during my time in the legislature. I've co-sponsored many of those bills. And the crime we have on the street, I talked earlier about being safe to take your kids to the mall shopping. Well, I think a lot of this crime begins with domestic violence in the home. They grow up with violence. They get out of the house, and then they continue violence. The kids are abused. Women are abused. It's outrageous. We have one of the highest rates of abuse in Alaska of any state in the union.
Ms. Merrickman.
I think that one of the things the legislature can do for domestic violence in our state is to continue the 38% funding that they presently give to programs like AWAKE. Also to continue to educate youth. AWAKE has a program in our high schools, and they teach children or teach young people how to develop good relationships. We need to continue that education for youth and about how to have respectable relationships. And we need to also include, this is something that maybe the legislature can't do, but we can encourage partnerships with youth educators, law enforcement, health practitioners, to work together to solve this. But I think the funding is probably something we should keep up.
Okay, now let's turn to our closing statements, and we'll stay with you, Lupe Maricon.
Thank you, Michael. We live in a district with high voter turnout. Our district would be immediately impacted by any depleted revenues and possible taxation if we're not careful and smart about our economy. Mr. Lynn, you have failed to live up to your promise to lead us to a long-term fiscal plan. We cannot afford a representative that is asleep at the wheel. My recent record shows that I accomplished large projects. At DOT, I managed capital project payments averaging $34 million a month. And as a budget analyst, I set Medicaid rates for one-third the hospitals in Alaska. I can navigate my way through a large budget. I've written legislation for the Assembly. I moved it through committees and testified at hearings. I have the experience, the focus, the energy, and the strength to take on challenges and get the job done. My name is Lupe Maricon, and I would appreciate your vote.
Thank you. Representative Lynn, you have the last word in this particular race.
Well, thank you very much, Michael, and thank you, Lupe, for your comment. Not all of them, but some of them. I want to tell you that I am, in fact, wide awake at the wheel. Even doing a long committee meetings trying to solve problems. You can't be down there and be asleep. I think, though, that all of us want what's best for Alaska. I think you do, I know I do, and my colleagues do too. But if you want to know more about my positions on the issues, please look at page 105 of the Alaska election pamphlet. You got it in the mail last week. It presents my contract with Alaska. 10 Bob Lynn promises, and those are promises, about working to get more oil in the pipeline, less government spending, more savings, Second Amendment rights, parental rights, equal hunting and fishing rights for everybody, and standing up to the federal government, and more. If you want more information, look in here or call me at home, 346-4447. This representative's name is also in the phone book. I think you know me. You trust me. I'm not perfect, but perfect guy didn't file. I respectfully request the honor of your vote.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. We're finished with this panel. We're